I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Jill Brooks. I'm 21 years old, and I'm talking to my roommate slash colleague slash friend, Rachel Pattison.
I'm Rachel Pattison. I am 22 years old, and I'm with my roommate slash friend slash colleague.
I grew up on a dairy farm, and I come from a fifth generational family of dairy farmers, so it's like just a very inherent part of me, I think. And when I went to school, I kind of realized how important that was and how much a part of my background and my identity that is. And so I pursued then ecology classes and biology classes and decided to become an environmental studies major to kind of combine my interest in the natural world and then also with the human world that uses that natural world.
I actually grew up in foster care and in an orphanage most of my life. And academics and school was the thing that I could go to, and it was kind of the escape from, you know, the abusive world that I was in with my parents or foster care. It happened to be that environmental science was something I found a lot of interest in. I grew up in Louisiana. You know, I grew up around flooding and hurricanes and tornadoes, and it was something that I saw was becoming very dangerous throughout the years. It was increasing throughout the years, and I thought environmental science was a really good way to connect people's problems and also Earth's problems and learn about the physical world, yet the social science world too.
I think that the way traditional science works is you're very siloed into your discipline, and it can be easy to do your thing and like get funding and publish your papers without ever stepping out of that vacuum of what your science is. But it's always going to be a much richer and more useful experience if you can do that and if you can connect with other people. Something we've talked about a lot or just vented about is being a woman in the scientific world.
I think coming to this program was actually kind of my first experience with the divide between men and women in certain fields. And this is also the first program I've been in where I've truly faced sexism in the science field, because for where I'm from in Missouri, you know, I'm all around women who are in my science field and undergraduate studies. So we had this meeting with a very well-known scientist, and he was explaining everything scientific about at the aspects of climate change and why he doesn't think climate change is human caused. And one of his points were that we shouldn't fund the, I think it's the Paris Climate Agreement. And he didn't agree that we should be helping impacted communities at all, no matter if climate change is real or not. You were at the meeting, so I don't know if you have a different take on what happened.
Yeah, it was, the presenter was saying politics shouldn't be a part of climate change, and it's become something that's less scientific now because we have all of these big international treaties and accords that are very politicized and have a lot of money tied up into them. And I think the point Rachel was making was like, well, it is inherently political because people are being affected by it, and the men in the room didn't agree or couldn't see it that way or didn't want to recognize the connections between the two. Before coming to this program, and I hadn't realized how big of an issue or how much of a gender divide was still present in this world of science. And so it's been eye-opening to realize that and to see just the different little like microaggressions and different ways that manifests itself.
It's just such a taught thing to people. You know, there's all these stereotypes in the world, and a lot of people don't know that what they're thinking in their mind can come out as a microaggression. And, you know, I feel like it should be something that should be taught in schools, or it just shouldn't be put on the person who's facing that oppression to have to teach everyone you meet in every environment and every school why they're doing something wrong.
It's frustrating. But it also is kind of like fuels my fire, I feel like, because it makes me angry and is like a challenge. So I feel like it drives me forward on my path where I feel like I want to bring feminist perspectives to the science world. And it's exciting, too, because I think that could transform the scientific world in a really positive way. Yeah, this was a good conversation. Yeah, felt very healthy to release.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.